Just lie back down. You trust me. I know it's dark. You don't mind me running my fingers through your hair, I hope. I was going to wake you, but it seemed cruel. It took you so long to fall asleep, so I thought I'd just let you drift to the surface. I was so pleased that you agreed to stay the night. Just having you in these walls, it's like the house is alive again. It's not strange staying in my brother's room, is it? It was the first to be empty. The day the postman brought the letter from the army. I think that was the last day anything was right. I knew my prayers were answered when I saw you coming up the way. You didn't recognize me, did you? In my brother's old overalls and daddy's hat. Just some scrawny boy mending the fence for Adela. And I did pray for you. Every day and every night while you were in France. As long as you came back, things could be right again. It's been so long since I knew what to do. After the letter, Mama, the doctor thought maybe she had the Spanish flu. If she did, Daddy and I never got it from her. She burned like there was a fire inside her. She couldn't eat or sleep. I stayed with her as much as I could. I read to her, sang to her, anything I could think of whenever Daddy could spare me. There were no hands to hire for the field. They were all gone to France to fight the Hun. One day, I saw a cornstalk just rotten where it stood, turned black. We pulled it up quick as we could, but next day there were 10 yards of crop gone bad. We fought it, me and Daddy, fought it like the devils, and Mama was getting worse, and I told myself, I said, if we can save the field, Mama will leave. Don't know why I said that. Somehow I knew it was true. In the end, we burned half the field trying to stop the rot, but it kept on just the same. Mama held on a month. And Daddy. I don't reckon Daddy was meant to leave in a world that didn't have Mama in it. I didn't sleep that night. I laid awake, begging God or the stars or anyone who would listen to bring you back from France. I would do anything, give anything, just let him leave. That was the first night I saw you. It wasn't a dream. I saw you in trench, mad up to your ankles, checking your patches again and again, making sure the bullets were still there. France wasn't like it was in the books. It was grey. Grey like the dead field. I saw you every night after that. I know how it sounds, I know. It sounds cracked. No, please don't get up. Just you need to rest. You need to. I said, please, don't get up. You know what that is? The muzzle of Daddy's revolver against your ribs. I didn't want to do that. I don't want to. But you don't understand. I could never have gotten so close like this. Not if I wasn't meant to be. All that time, none of the Hunts ever got this close, did they? Ever had you like this? They didn't. You were the one who got close. Shh, it's alright. You don't have to say. I know. So, what you did to them? With your rifle? With your knife? With your hands? I saw you. Painted red. You were. Beautiful. I almost couldn't stand it. My heart was pounding in my ears and my skin was so hot and I thought maybe Mama had given me the Spanish flu after all. I always thought that one day we'd be married. I don't know why. Years and years we spent every spare minute together we could. Playing chess and reading pulps and walking everywhere there was to walk. And we never kissed or held hands or even looked at each other. But then I saw you and... God, I've never needed anything so bad. And you were there and coming up the road to tell me you were finally home. We drank coffee with lots of Daddy's whiskey in it. I wasn't trying to trick you when I said I couldn't stand one more night alone in this house. I wanted to tell you that you didn't have to sleep in my brother's room, that you didn't belong there. This is all so strange and new, I know. It shouldn't be happening like this. You might say no. And that can't happen. It can't. This is the only chance. It has to happen. And it has to happen tonight. But it can't happen in here, hidden from the sky. Can you see it all yet? I need you to look at me. Really look. You're looking away. Of course I'm naked. That's the way it has to be. For both of us. For both of us. Don't make me tell you again. Now stand up and get ready. Good. Come on now. The veil is waiting for us. I know you don't understand. But you will. The corn in this field used to stand 12 feet high. And now it's just a bare patch of ground. You can change that though. Yes. Yes, you can! So much went wrong. The ground opened up and how many bodies did it swallow? How much blood? And ash? And oh, you. You're still alive. Only you. No. No, I'm not. Me. This place. We're dead. But you lived. Somehow. Through the shells. And the gas. It's still inside you. You can make this place leave again. You can make me leave again. And it'll be easy. the easiest thing in the world. Still backing up. You heard the hammer click. Now stop. Then maybe it goes. Look at you. So pale and perfect in the moonlight. I could worship you like this. Would you like that? If I got on my knees and worship you. If I worship you with my mouth. Don't make me the point, these are you. Please. Please. Let this be like it should. Let it be good. Just let it happen. The easiest thing in the world. The way you're swelling my mouth. You know this is where you're meant to be. I don't know what I expected you to taste like, but it's God. Why is it? It's not right. It should stay. It's good, isn't it? My mouth, my tongue. I can give you everything. Everything. All you have to do is stay. Fine. If that's not enough, then... Come down here with me on your back. The ground's soft there. Almost as soft as my brother's bed. So this is what it's like to feel you between my legs, your chest, under my hand. Touch me. Feel me. That's it. My thighs. My stomach. My breast. This is how it's meant to be. Feel lower. You know where. Already I am for you. Yes. Yes, we do. We have to. The But that doesn't mean he has to be bad. Let me show you. Let me... It happened. It really happened. Oh God, so deep. Oh. Oh, you understand now, don't you? Oh, you're going to give this place life again. You're going to do it right here. Inside me. It'll be beautiful. I wish it could have been different. Kisses and long, slow touches and whispering to each other about how much trouble would be in if my daddy caught us. If we can have so much more. One hand, don't you? Yes, drive up into me. There's a sweat on my breast. I didn't need the gun, did I? You wanted things. You always wanted me. Let me put it in the depth where it belongs, so I can hold you like I should. Hold your mouth up to my throat. We don't have to be alone anymore. Nothing can touch us like this. Just you and me. Oh God, you're straining so hard inside me. Feel me with you. I don't want to leave again. I want to feel something. Giving me everything. Give it to me until we... There's no going back now. It's in me. What we made. We can be. What are you doing? Yes, I feel the muzzle under my chin. Please. We're so close. All you have to do is accept it. You can. I know you can. I never wanted to hurt you. You couldn't leave. Not okay. I had to. What if you'd said no? It was my only chance. It has to mean something. Me still being here. They are all gone. But not me. We can make it like it was. Can we? It was so beautiful. I could say it. And I can make you say it too. I could. But you don't. Do you? When you look at me, all you see is... Maybe I was wrong. Maybe this is what's meant to happen. I understand. I do. I know what has to happen. But I know I don't have the right to ask, but... Could I kiss you? Just once. We never did.